We're holding in Tanna the day of the Yohu, the second chapter, the second verse, and we had seen the Medrash about the world consisting of 6 days, each day composed of 1,000 years, and the last 1,000 years the world enters Shabbos, state of rest. We had a long discussion about that, and now the Medrash is going to expand on that verse, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, a song in honor of that day of Sabbath, that day of rest, which the previous section of the Medrash had explained refers to those 1,000 years of calm and quiet in the world. Now, Davar Acher, another understanding in this verse, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, a song in honor of the day of Shabbat, Shemashbit Min HaOlam, that God makes rest from the world. What does it mean to make rest from the world? This, you don't have a copy of it. This is the Sunday Daily Yom. As far as I know. So, one understanding is that God makes bad cease, so to speak, rest from the world. That there is a day of Shabbos, what?
You say the verse
again? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. That's the song that was composed in Tehillim in honor of the day of Shabbos. And the question is, what is it referring to? So we had seen the previous Medrash says it refers to the seventh series of 1,000 years in the world, in which the world will cease, and we had a long discussion about that. And now the Medrash is explaining another understanding that there will cease to be bad in the world, evil in the world. Davar Acher, another understanding, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, a song in honor of the day of Shabbos. Ze Yom Shvi'i La'olam. This refers to the seventh day of the world. And Rashi explains on the Gemara that the world will ultimately be destroyed and there will no longer be work in the world, no action in the world. And about that day we sing. Why do we sing? Ulmotei Shabbat, and at the end of that seventh day of the world, seemingly the end of that seventh series of 1,000 years, Zolam haba, that is the world to come. She'en bo mita la'olam ulo ne'on maya, that there's no death forever. Ve'en bo lochet ve'lo avon, there's no sin. Ve'lo makot, no hitting. Ve'lo maldut, no maldut could be rebellion, could be another form of hitting, hitting with the intent of getting someone to turn to your way of thinking. Ela kol echad ve'echad mesamech b'chokhmato v'tmunato, but each one makes happy with his wisdom and his understanding. Minayin lecha, from where do you know this? Teda lecha shuken, you could derive that it's so. Teulman ma'kadosh b'chu, go out and look, derived from God. Shesamech b'David ba'olam hazeh, he was happy with King David in this world. V'chol sheken ma'olam haba, and certainly in the world to come, shne'emar v'edi divrei David ha'onim, as the verse states, these are the words of David in the end, the words of David the son of Yishai, the words of the man who took upon himself a yoke, the one who was anointed by the God of Jacob and who sings the beautiful songs of Israel. And from the fact that King David was described as the one who sings the beautiful songs of Israel, we see that this is referring to King David's Torah, that God was happy with his Torah, that he learned Torah day and night. And the Medrash is saying that if God was happy with his Torah in this world, certainly in the world to come. And so too the Medrash wants to say that if one can be happy with the Torah in this world, certainly he'll be happy with his knowledge, his understanding of Torah in the world to come. Obviously this Medrash gives us a little bit of an insight into the order of things. We had seen the Rambam this past Friday in the introduction to Chelek discussing the order of things as far as Yemos HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, and then Olam Haba and Gan Eden. We hadn't yet seen the exact order, but a description of what each one is. And now this Medrash is telling us that the world will ultimately be destroyed, according to one understanding in the Medrash. And following that destruction, 1,000 years where the world is just quiet, we enter a period of Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, as we have seen the Rambam explain, is a world where our understanding of Torah is what brings us close to God, and man is all spiritual, and therefore there's no death, and the happiness doesn't stem from the physical, but rather from the spiritual, and that is the world to come. And we described in the Rambam's introduction to Chelek, we saw the Rambam describe that this is something that's really beyond our perception, beyond the perception of the prophets as well. we had a long class trying to understand as much as we could what is this world and why we're supposed to look forward to it. What we saw is that contrary to what certain religions claim, in Judaism we say it isn't physical at all. We're not talking about virgins, we're not talking about wine, we're talking about something spiritual, totally detached from the physical. And the Rambam said that, the Rambam is really quoting Gemara, that even the prophets didn't grasp what Olam Haba is. Ayin lo ata lokim zulatecha, God saw it. We grasp that it's something that we're going to be happier with than everything we have in this world. But to really understand the joy of understanding, of getting close to God, so we gave an example of it. We discussed that 2 weeks ago in our intro to Chelek part 6 or part 5. But what it is beyond a basic understanding, we don't know. Yeah?
I was wondering if you could explain a little more what you mean by the destruction of the world. You don't mean like the planet, you mean like...
Possibly, we don't know. We left that hanging. And 2 weeks ago when we discussed it, we left it hanging. That it would seem, the simple understanding would seem, that the whole world will be destroyed. That there will be total destruction. But no one knows. No one knows. We mentioned then that even the counting, no one knows. Every time we had to count numbers, it didn't work out the way we thought. We gave many, many examples. The 40 days that Moshe was up in heaven, we erred. We ended up bringing the Egel. The 40 years in the desert, we don't know exactly how to count. The 400 years in Egypt, we don't know how to count. The 70 years in exile in Babylon, we don't know how to count. So we don't know how to count any number that God gives us. So 6,000 years, we also don't necessarily know what it means. So.